From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Matthew Simpson, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
This one's called Whiskey Breath.
Won't you kiss me on the neck with your sweet whiskey breath? So sweet I could die. While brush fire of a smile, I'm a sucker on those lips. Taste of summertime in your kiss. And I breathe you in, fever in, yeah. Like a southern breeze through the pines, so carefree, fancy and fine. A little bit of whiskey, a little bit of wine. And I breathe you in, fever in, yeah. And I breathe you in, fever in. So won't you kiss me on the with your sweet, sweet whiskey breath. So sweet I could die.
Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 506th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Matthew Simpson. "I write what I see," says Simpson, "with the trials of life as my inspiration. My songs are a canvas filled with love, affliction, and the hope that dwells between the two." Please welcome tonight's guest to the Red Barn Radio stage, Matthew Simpson.
Chances are I'm living way too fast. Chances are I'll live to regret my past. If you don't take a chance, don't risk it all. That ain't no kind of life at all. Chances are, chances are. chances are I'll drown it all on a bar stool. And chances are I'll find some grace in a church pew. My mama always said you're bound to fall. It's how you get up, son, that makes you strong. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are I make mistakes and act a fool. And chances are I'll do a few good deeds or two. If you don't play a hand, don't roll the dice. Ain't nobody gonna cut you a slice. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Well, I made my bed, I called my shot. Believe me, gave it all I got. When I took my chance on you. When I took my chance on you. Yeah, chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are I'm living way too fast. Chances are I live to regret my past.
You're just tuning in. You're listening to Red Barn Radio, and our guest this evening is Matthew Douglas Simpson. He says he'd like to go by Matty, that only your mom and your grandma maybe, or somebody who's scolding you, your sister, you know, calls you Matthew. So this is Matty Simpson. He is living, I think, now in Georgetown.
Yep.
Brought up in Cynthiana. We're glad to have you here with us, Matty.
I'm so glad to be here.
Really enjoying your music and your songs.
Thank you.
Let's start with your Cynthiana years. How long were you in Cynthiana?
Pretty much my whole life. I grew up there. We just recently moved to Georgetown, me and my wife. So I'd moved in and out of town a few times, but for the most part, I was always in Cynthiana.
Okay. And you said your dad passed when you were pretty young.
Yep, in 94. I was 9 years old.
Okay, so you were in fourth grade,
yeah,
maybe?
Fourth grade, yep.
Hmm. Was your dad a musician?
Yeah, he sang bass in a gospel quartet, and then he played bass. Him and my uncles would sit around and play, and that's where I kind of got it from, just singing and playing instruments. It was always just there.
So they put instruments in your hand when you were a little kid?
Pretty much, and until it got so bad that they'd take it away. Because I'd just jump right in, but I couldn't do anything.
So now parents, we take away kids' cell phones and their iPads and stuff, and back in the day, they'd take away your musical instruments.
Pretty much.
Can't imagine it.
Some people say it takes a village, but it took a trailer park to raise me right. Clothesline swinging in the backyard, hide and go seek behind the propane tank. skinned up knees and grass stains on my jeans. Climb a tree to the tippy top, sipping L.A. every last drop. Oh, maybe one day we'll buy ourselves a double wide. Football in the neighbor's yard, bicycle tires with baseball cards. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off. We'll fall guy truck in the General Lee. A few Hot Wheels was all we needed. Cops and robbers and drinking from the hose. Buckeye fights and dirt clawed wars. Breaking green beans on a good friend's porch. We'll have a catch when Dad gets home from work. Climb a tree to the tippy top, sipping L.A. every last drop. Oh, maybe one day we'll buy ourselves a double wide. Football in the neighbor's yard, bicycle tires with baseball cards. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off. Climb a tree to the tippy top, sipping L.A. every last drop. Oh, maybe one day we'll buy ourselves a double wide. Football in the neighbor's yard, bicycle tires with baseball cards. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off.
Were you living in the trailer park at that time?
I lived in the trailer park till I was in about sixth grade. So, yeah, my dad passed away then. And like I said, Mom would be working sometimes three jobs. And the people in the trailer park, pretty much she would, whoever could babysit. Or if I had friends, I'd go hang out with them.
So you have pretty fond recollections then of childhood.
I do, yeah.
And that environment. Interesting to, you know, contrast that a little bit with the neighborhoods that kids live in nowadays.
Well, you know, these days, I think trailer parks get a bad rap, at least the one I lived in. It was like a lot of new people moving to the area, so they would kind of live there for a while and rent there for a while until they found a place to go. So it was a lot of families with kids, and I don't remember having a bad experience. I'm sure there were some, but, you know, nowadays people think it's this taboo thing, and these people that live in trailer parks are trash and things like that, and that just wasn't my experience.
So fast forward then into your high school years, were you a well-behaved high schooler?
I was, because my mom worked in the cafeteria in most of the schools that I went to. I think she planned this out. When I was in elementary school, she worked in the cafeteria, and then she was in the nurse's station. And then middle school, miraculously, she ended up there too for a while. And then as soon as I get to high school, I was like, finally, I can start to cut loose a little bit. Like, semester into ninth grade year, she wound up at the high school. So I kid you not, my mom was always around, and she always found out.
You have siblings?
I do. I have a sister who's 19 and a half years older than me, which was awesome for me, because those times that I did get in trouble, I could call my sister and say, how much trouble am I in? And she'd be like, well, you're in trouble, but this is what I would do. So she had a little experience to give me. It was good.
After high school, did you go to college?
I went to Cincinnati Christian University for a year.
Okay.
And then, again, my mom, she was living in the country at the time, and she was having trouble with her bills, having some hard times, and I just decided to move home, get a job, and try to help her keep her house.
What kind of job did you work?
Everything, man. I think at one time I've done construction. I worked in tobacco all my life pretty much growing up. And then I polished brass and silver here in Lexington a little bit. Anything I could do, I always was working.
Started out with nothing. I still got most of it. Pinching dimes through the hard times with nothing to show for it. I seen hungry eyes trade dreams for lies to a suit with a pitch and a smile. Watched a daddy's land slip through his hands like grain sifting out of your palm. Can you see it now? Fading now. Can you hear it now? And here come the bluegrass blues. Well, here come the bluegrass blues. And it's so easy to lose. Well, here come. This old town will run you down, leave you beaten and barely alive. She'll push your pills and promise thrills and strip you of all of your pride. And can you see it now? Faded now. Can you hear it now? Well, here come the
And at what point were you starting to develop a sort of affinity for playing? And you know, you grew up with music, but at what point did you start to feel like, hey, I think I've got something here?
I grew up loving to sing. I was, like I said, my dad was in a gospel quartet, so every weekend I was being drug all over the southern states to go see him sing and hearing those harmonies and whatnot. I always just loved singing. Then when I got to high school, I realized high school was almost over and all my outlets to sing, like choir and things like that, were coming to an end. So I decided maybe I should play the guitar so that I can continue to sing. So I started teaching myself guitar, and then I fell in love with writing songs. I'd always, when I was a kid, was always singing melodies and coming up with little words or whatever. And then finally, once the guitar came, it just all came together. I like the writing aspect more than any of it.
Did you imagine at some point that music would be a ministry for you? And the reason I ask that is because I see in your bio that you did some biblical studies and that you actually were ordained.
Yep, I'm an ordained minister. I currently work at a church. I'm the worship minister. That's just a fancy word for I do the music at a church and just playing all that. But that was kind of, in Cynthiana, being in a small town, one of the best places to cut your teeth playing instruments was at church. One of the best places to be able to have a place to sing was at church. So that's really where I got a lot of experience. It's always a good place because no matter how bad you are, everybody's going to tell you you did a good job. So it helps with the confidence building.
Take me home to Cynthiana. Take back roads all the way. I don't need no directions. My heart knows the way. So lay me down in the fields that kept my family fed. Wash the evening brush strokes, paint the sunset red. And I'll know, I'm coming home. Tell my mother I'm coming home. Tell my sister it won't be long. Roads are gently weeping, I'm running against the wind. I've learned my lesson, I'm coming home. So take me home. Cynthiana, where maiden smiles light the way. The rise like stars against the canvas of night. Mama, I'm coming home to stay. Tell my mother I'm coming home. Tell my sister it won't be long. The roads are gently weeping, I'm running against the wind. I've learned my lesson, I'm coming home. 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 So tell my mother I'm coming home.
So you're a Christian songwriter, but not necessarily a writer of Christian songs.
I played in a Christian rock band for 6 or 7 years. We toured all over the United States, had songs on the radio, loved it. Sometimes I feel like Christian music's not as honest. It's like super vertical, like we're always talking about happy things, and I kept seeing a lot of bad, and nobody was bringing light to it, except for like the Hayes Carls and the David Ramirez's and the Jeff Tweedy's, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to write music that brought hope, but in order to do that, I feel like we have to put some kind of light on the negative things that are going on in our world. That was kind of how this started. I wanted to write honest music, and I've been asked several times, you're a minister and you play this kind of music? And my answer is always like, somebody has to be honest. This is the culture we live in, so let's write about it.
I guess I'd have to say this is the first time I've heard a Christian songwriter singing about whiskey breath on the neck.
Well, I wrote that song after I read a book. Contrary to popular belief, Kentuckians can read, and we do have shoes. And I don't know, there was something about that book that made me write that song. And that's really where it came from. So,
mountains and meadows filled with sweet southern air, mile markers and moonlight, and Waylon's on the radio. Gas station coffee, still got a long way to go. And I'm hoping by sunrise I've been knocking at your door. And oh, Virginia, well, I'm coming home. Yeah, Virginia, home to your arms. Well, I'm headed for the state line on them sweet Virginia roads. Dark hair and honest eyes, her smile shines like the sun. Well, I've been waiting for the right time to tell you you're the one. In Virginia by sunrise, I've been knocking at your door. And oh, Virginia, I'm coming home. Yeah, Virginia, home to you. I'm headed for the state line on them sweet.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Matthew Simpson. Recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Matthew Simpson after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
On them sweet Virginia. I'm coming home. Yeah. into your arms. 'Cause I'm headed for the state line. On them sweet Virginia roads.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Matthew Simpson, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Let me down easy, Lord. Lay me down easy. If I could, you know, I would always be around. And just like Jericho, your youth comes crashing down, down. When you live to love, you learn that your life was worth the fight. So don't wait for tomorrow, you'll only waste tonight. Lay me down easy. Lay me down easy. Lay me down easy, Lord. Lay me down easy.
Do you feel like you have some understanding
this
of what
is
it
Red
is that
Barn
causes
Radio.
People to fall into despair and, you know, addiction? And
if it wasn't for God putting some people in my place, I could have gone down that path just as easily. There's been several times in my life where I've gotten so dark and depressed, and all I wanted to do was go out and do all those things.
Scare away the feelings.
Get rid of it. Numb it all however I could. And if it wasn't for a few key people that just came up in my life at the right time, I could have easily been doing that or dead.
Were all of the people you refer to who came along at the right time for you people from your sort of church background or people who came to it from that perspective?
Obviously, several people from church. My mom and dad were heavy in the church, so when we were having tough times, they would gather around us. But also, just people that have been through it, addicts that have come through on the other side, been through recovery, just seeing what they've gone through. I used to write songs with a guy named Josh Brown, and he's battled his heroin addiction for years. He was in Full Devil Jacket back in the day, opening for Creed, and then he was in a Christian rock band, and then he did heroin again, and then he, you know, it was just a roller coaster for him. And just writing songs with that guy gave me a whole nother perspective of there's hope here. We can get through these things. Just because this life throws a bunch of junk at us doesn't mean that it all has to be negative, that we all have to focus on that. So I try to focus on the hope that is in that affliction, the strength that comes from all those things. I had a best friend growing up. His name was Johnny, and we went to school together, went to church together, and we kind of lost touch after he moved. He moved all the way to Olive Hill, Kentucky. You know, we kept in touch as best as we could, but over the years, you kind of fall away. But out of the blue one day, he calls me, and he's like, man, let's get dinner one night. So I go out with Johnny, and I had no idea that he had been married, that he had had a son. I didn't know any of it. And then he told me that his wife was killed in a car accident. The night kind of took an abrupt turn, and we got to talk, and I got to just kind of love on him after several years and be there for him. He said something really profound. He said, that night was the coldest night. There's nothing ever colder than her side of the bed.
Barefoot in the fields, I wait for you. Remembering all the times I had with you. Spring turned to summer and the summer turned to fall. Well, I wish I'd known that by December you'd be gone. It was the coldest winter that I've ever had. Wishing you were there to warm my bed. Oh, the only thing colder than the weather outside. outside was a bed that I laid in on the day you died. We were married in the field where I first kissed you. Tears flooded my eyes when I said I do. We laid you in the ground just a little afternoon. Until death do us part never came so soon. It was the coldest winter that I've ever had. Wishing you were there to warm my bed. Oh, the only thing colder than the weather outside was the bed that I laid in on the day you died. It's the coldest winter that I've ever had. Wishing you were there to warm my bed. Oh, the only thing colder than the weather outside was the bed that I laid in on the day you died.
When you were a young person and you decided at some point that you really felt like you wanted to write songs, mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who want to write songs, but it doesn't mean they necessarily know how. Who taught you how?
I wish that I could say that I had mentors. My mentors were the records. My parents were born in the 40s, so I was getting all their music, 50s, 60s, 70s. Then my sister was born, and her music was the 80s and the early 90s, and mine was kind of the late 90s on. I just got bombarded with music of all kinds of different subject matters, different genres. You know, my dad would be listening to Merle, and mom would be listening to the Beach Boys, and Kim would be listening to Journey, and somehow this happened. Mm-hmm. I just draw from that. But some of my favorite songwriters are, you know, Hayes Carl, Ryan Adams, David Ramirez. Those are kind of guys that I tend to fall into, I guess.
Yeah, those are some good ones.
And all that's left in the ashes of you and me is bones and brass and old memories, desires purged in the flame and the fire. My sins have quenched our love. Did all I could do and I said all that there is to say. This old house would have burned anyway. Lies like effigies etched in the muck and the mire. Well, my sins have quenched our love. The flames grew high and wide, and we were still asleep inside. It was too late when we breathed it in. The fireplace is all that's left. Stands as a monument, never to burn again. Left in the ashes of you and me is bones and brass. and old memories.
On the flip side, you know, there are people who have a lot of training, and sometimes the training gets in the way.
Yeah.
You have an approach that's fairly simple. It's sort of straight ahead. Is that something you feel like you got from the people you listen to, or is it also just some of who you are?
I've always been a very observational person. I've always just noticed the little details and things, and I've always kind of kept those in the back of my mind for some reason. And then when I started writing songs, those things started to just pour out. I was always interested in, you know, I grew up working on farms and things like that, and sometimes when I was on a break, I would just be sitting there listening to what was going on in the woods or whatever. I wanted to know what the woods looked like and sounded like. I would sit down to practice and I would say, I'm gonna write a song about a tree. And I just write all, I mean, they're the worst songs in the world. I just wrote about details because I was trying to hone that craft in. I view my music almost as a representational art painting, only I'm trying to do it with words. This is one of the first songs I ever wrote. Some of my family comes from Eastern Kentucky. I have never been in a coal mine in my life, but I've got a lot of family that has. Once again, I tried to put myself in the mindset of them and hear some of their stories about how they're always just, we're just gonna leave. We're gonna quit this mine one day and we're gonna go, we're gonna move to the coast.
And whistle, oh whistle, won't you blow? Your sound is so sweet when you've been shoveling coal. Oh, I breathe in this coal dust one last time, and I'm leaving, yeah, I'm leaving this town far behind. And whistle, oh, whistle, won't you blow? I'm punching my car one last time. I saved up my nickels and all of my dimes, and this whistle for me is the end of the line. And whistle, whistle, won't you blow? I'm packing my bags and I'm headed for the coast. Oh, I've done my time in them old coal mines, and I'm leaving, yeah, I'm leaving this town far behind. And whistle, oh, whistle, won't you blow? I'm punching my card one last time. Oh, I saved up my nickels and all of my dimes, and this whistle for me is the end of the line. Whistle, oh whistle, won't you blow? I'm packing my bags and I'm headed for the coast. Oh, I've done my time in them old coal mines, and I'm leaving, yeah, I'm leaving this town far behind.
Listeners, you are getting a terrific workshop in songwriting from our guest this evening, who is Maddie Simpson from Georgetown, Kentucky. Maddie, I did want to mention one of the songs I listened to this afternoon was the song with a terrific title, "The Love, Truth, and OxyContin." I thought you really, really got deep into something there, and it was really powerful for me. Tell us about where that song came from.
Well, like I said, I write what I see. So sometimes that might be my surroundings, but a lot of times it's people telling stories, or they'll say a line that I think is profound, and I'll go home and expound on it. But in this case, most of this story all comes from this lady. My wife and I were having a yard sale one night, and there's two kinds of people that come to yard sales. There's the weirdo that wants to buy like your 50-foot telephone cords, and you're just like, why do you need that? We don't even need it. We're here to take it for a nickel. And then there's the people that don't buy anything at all, and they want to tell you their whole life story while they're there. That lady wanted to tell us her whole life story. I just happened to be sitting there with a guitar, and I was like, you're telling this to the wrong person, because the whole time she's talking, mentally I'm writing it down. She was telling me just a heartbreaking story about her son and how he had married a girl and they loved each other and they had a kid together, and then she got addicted to OxyContin, and she had been battling it, ODing, and he was thinking about leaving her to protect his kid, and every time he would try to leave, she would threaten to kill herself. And so he was trying to love her and take care of his kid and do all these superhuman dad things. But the whole time she's stealing his money and then telling him that she'll help him look for it. All these things came out in that story, so I wrote a song about it.
She says she won't see tomorrow. If I leave her today, trapped between two outcomes I don't want, I'll go crazy if I stay. So tell me a story and tell me a story about truth, love, and OxyContin. Truth, love, and OxyContin. Honey, are you just high? Are you in love with me? Are you just high? Are you in love? Steals my money one day and helps me look for it the next. I go along thinking today she'll change. Man, I know it's insane. So tell me a story and tell me a story about truth, love, and OxyContin. Truth, love, and OxyContin. Honey, are you just high? Are you in love with me? Are you just high? Are you in love with me? Truth, love, and OxyContin. Truth, love, and OxyContin. Honey, are you just high? Are you in love with me? Are you just high? Are you in love with me? She's a mover, she's a shaker, she's a real go-getter. Yeah, when she walks in, I know got something good. She's got a tongue like a razor, and she'll cut you, boy, if you ain't careful. But she's as sweet as can be if you are on her good side. She's got it all, she's got it all. She's got everything I want. She's got it all, she's got it all. Yeah, she's got something. She's got eyes like a laser, so don't you dare try to deceive her. Yeah, cause if you lie, she'll know, she'll see right through. She's got it all, she's got it all. She's got everything I want. She's got it all, she's got it all. Yeah, she's got something. She's got it all, she's got it all. She's got everything. Got it all.
I'd like to thank our guest Maddie Simpson for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. We like to thank you all, too, in our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Hey, let's welcome back Maddie Simpson for one more tune before we leave. Maddie Simpson, thanks, Maddie, for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I wrote this song for all my friends who are in Nashville and they come home crying. This is called Tennessee Tears. Thank you guys for coming out. Tears, saved them up after all these years. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Well, I remember all the stale beer nights, the clubs, the dives, and the marquee signs. Turned our backs to the past, but in time we found a way to sneak up behind. Big talk and lazy promises. Talk is cheap, that's what my mama says. We're down on our luck, we're too proud to beg. Stubborn as fools, scratching the stay. Got a box full.
Tennessee tears. Saved them up after all these years. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Bobby slinging ink down on Broadway for Billy Joe. Zach left town about a year ago. Donnie did some time down in Abilene. Moved to Baton Rouge with a Cajun queen. He's got a box full of Tennessee tears. He saved him up after all these years. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Talk a lot about those days anymore. I'm just out here trying to walk that line. Headed home, I'm Kentucky bound. Brad used a rope, found his way out. You gotta have something to leave it behind, but all I got is these reasons why. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Saved them up after all these years. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Saved them up after all these years. I got a box full of Tennessee tears. Got a box full of Tennessee tears.
Thank you guys so much.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Matthew Simpson for being with us tonight.
We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com.
Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. Campus Computer Repair is a Lexington business with a reputation for providing a consistently high level of customer service, fast repair times, and reasonable rates. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net.
Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com.
Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown.
Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.